Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Thursday, the 26th of September. Today, we get what is branded the final second quarter GDP reading from the United States. It is not, of course, the truly final reading, and indeed, today we will also get revisions to the past year's worth of data. The revision process will go on and on. Generally, the United States understates the strength of its economy in real time, and by quite a lot, think around 0.5 percentage points. The risk is that this understatement will get worse in the future. For instance, there are reports that the current population survey, which underpins a lot of labour market data, is to be scaled back as part of budget cuts. This will make the accuracy of real-time data weaker, and it increases the risk of revision. It also increases the risk of policy error by central banks in particular, especially if a central banker is going to be so foolish as to repeat data dependency as a mantra for policy setting. From a political point of view, today's data revisions will have almost no relevance. No one aside from economists thinks about GDP on a daily basis. And indeed, there are countless poor souls who probably never think about GDP at all. These people are not going to care whether an abstract concept was stronger or weaker than initially reported a year ago. Their views on the state of the economy and their political response to those views will be created by warped perceptions of economic reality based on anecdote and their own narrow experiences. We do get some other US data today, including durable goods numbers, pending home sales, and initial and continuing jobless claims. It is the claims data that will probably attract the attention of investors, and these numbers do accurately record the state of claims, because it would be fraud to claim a benefit to which you are not entitled, so people tend not to do that. Claims numbers do not suggest any real weakening of the US labour market at the moment. However, claims figures do not represent the whole US labour market. They are accurate only for the subset of the labour market that they do claim to measure. And the slowing pace of hiring, leading to unemployment for new entrants to the labour market, may not be properly reflected in these figures. In Japan, the Bank of Japan released minutes of the last meeting, which had some drama in them, by the standards of a set of central bank minutes at least. There was disagreement over the pace of rate increases implied. Essentially, the idea of following inflation higher was reiterated. This is, of course, the mirror of what European, US and UK central banks are doing, where inflation is being followed lower. However, there were concerns expressed in the Japanese minutes over the stability of long-term inflation expectations. In Japan, the concern is that deflation expectations may build over time. International investors have tended to be more certain about Japanese rate increases than perhaps this account of the policy meeting might suggest. In Europe, there are some minor data releases and events on the calendar. The European Central Bank monthly bulletin is due. This does not have the impact in financial markets that the US Federal Reserve's beige book tends to have, but it does offer some insights, and it shouldn't be completely overlooked. M3 money supply is also on the agenda, and rate cuts are not expected to have much of an impact on this so far. That's sort of a reminder that what central banks are doing is, in following inflation, means that rate cuts shouldn't really be characterized as a stimulus. Policy at the moment is really more about maintaining neutrality. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways countries and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.